Remember Allah in your heart. In other words, do qalbi dhikr. In that way that our mashayikh, our honorable teachers, have explained to us, that don't move your tongue. And with the tongue of your heart, do the dhikr of Allah. Empty your heart of all thoughts. Keep on emptying your heart from all the thoughts, and be without worry, without any fikr or concern, and with ease. Do the dhikr of Allah in your heart, with the tongue of your heart. Say Allah, 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 Allah. Keep on calling out to Him. Remember that with regards to this, that even if, doesn't matter how much we are lazy, or with drowsiness or tiredness, in whichever condition a person says the name of Allah, it definitely has an impact. It definitely has an effect. It definitely has an impact. So forget this, that this is such a medicine, that whichever niyyah, whichever condition or intention you take this medicine, you will get the cure, inshallah. And the biggest cure that we need is what? That just we save ourselves from the fire of hell, Allah becomes happy, we attain Allah's love and Allah's nearness, and we can enter into paradise walking, smiling and laughing. Allah, we just want the barakah from this amal. With this niyyah, with this love, whenever you remember Allah, then have this niyyah. Remember Allah with this niyyah. That, oh Allah, you are our objective. You are our objective, Allah. And we need your pleasure, Allah. We need your happiness, Allah. We need your love, Allah. And we need your nearness, Allah. This is the condition of doing dhikr. Remember this. Without this condition, dhikr is not accepted. Always do dhikr with this niyyah, with this intention. Prior to dhikr, definitely, Allahumma anta maqsoodi wa razaqa matlubi. Wa razaqa matlubi. With this niyyah, then do dhikr. That, oh Allah, you are our objective. And I keep on saying that during dhikr, Allah, you are our maqsood, you are our objective, nothing else. We need your pleasure, Allah. We need your love, Allah. And we need your nearness, Allah, your closeness, Allah. And keep on saying, Allah, Allah. When an individual, in this way, in the heart, does Allah, Allah in muraqabah, then all day long, the same thought should be embedded in the heart, that like my heart is saying, Allah, 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 Allah. Practice this. We need to practice this. Then every action, while we're doing any action, wherever you are in the dunya, then in your heart you should be thinking this all the time, that Allah, my heart is doing Allah, Allah. Keep on thinking that. As if my heart is saying Allah, Allah. As if my heart is saying Allah, Allah, Allah. I'm saying Allah, Allah, Allah. Every moment, every second we need to think this. When the servant thinks this, then it's said that his heart is alive. That's the definition. So when this contemplation, thinking, focus comes into the mind, that always you are saying and feeling that your heart is saying Allah, Allah. My heart is calling out to Allah. My heart is saying Allah, Allah. And make this solid, this lesson. Revise this lesson. That's why we do muraqabah. Not this, that you sat on a computer, started working, and your focus is on the computer. No, your focus should be, attention should be where? Towards Allah. Your hands are in the work, and your heart is attached to Allah. Whoever has practiced this completely, consider he is successful, that person. This is our destination. Remember this, this end point with the dhikr. Not just that we're sat in muraqabah now, we've done dhikr. No, no. Dhikr then continues throughout the whole day, alhamdulillah. Whatever your work you're doing, you're making mitai, sweets, laddu, making chapatis, whatever work or task you're carrying out, you're sat in front of the computer, driving a taxi, where's your focus and attention? Allah, towards Allah. In your heart, my heart is saying Allah, 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 Allah. Automatically your heart will remind you that you need to remember Allah, because it's natural. This occurrence is not unnatural, it's a natural fitrah habit. It's our natural habit. Remember this. Don't forget this. It's a fact. Just like you get hungry, it's a fact. A person runs to food. It's fitrah, nature. Yes, your natural habit. Never will you run towards sleeping if you're hungry, will you? Never will you run after any other action of the world, will you? Rather, you'll leave your work, your occupation. You'll run towards food because you're hungry. It's natural. Allah's instilled that nature, natural trait. So it's the nature of man that he should remember Allah. But we have hidden that, suppressed that. And made it disappear. No, don't make it disappear. Bring it back. Revive it. Whenever you're working, whatever you're doing, whatever oppression you have in the world, focus on your heart, that my heart is saying Allah, 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 Allah. Say with the tongue as well. So to remind the heart, you can say from your tongue as well, Allah, Allah. Just to remind the heart that, oh, your heart is reminding you. And then always it should come from your mouth, Allah. So this is cool. You are practicing for this reason in maraqabah. With the tongue of the heart, silently remember Allah.